Yesterday's shooting of three police officers back home, though, has relitigated the gun debate and to put the government's gun buyback in stark contrast, I would imagine. We've got some figures for you that show, in Auckland anyway, there were 314 firearm call-outs between March and June of this year. 314. 10% increase on the same period in 2019. The Police Association boss, Chris Carhill's with us. Chris, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Do they, if you rounded up 100 cops, had a survey of your own people, would they want guns or not?
Yep, 79% of those frontline cops would, because they're the ones that are facing every day what you're seeing in the news. It's just firearms out there constantly. They'd much rather not to be. It's not that they want, it's that they need, they feel. There's just too many firearms out there in the hands of dangerous people at the moment.
And they had a buyback and that was supposed to solve that problem, wasn't it?
It was only always going to be part of a solution. I mean, that's still 60,000 of the most dangerous firearms that aren't out there to be stolen by criminals. But what it shows is how big our problem of firearms in New Zealand was, Mike. We have no idea how many firearms are out there. There could be hundreds of thousands in the hands of criminals, and that seems to be the case. I'll tell you what worries me, though, Mike, is when three police officers are shot in New Zealand and it doesn't even lead the 6 o'clock television news at night.
Well, it led one of them. I was surprised the other one didn't. I think you make a very salient point. There's something wrong with that, isn't there?
But there is something wrong with that. If we start becoming blasé about firearms in New Zealand, it's a pretty dangerous place we're going to end up. And look, the courts have to start playing their part too. It's all well and good to bend over backwards to reduce sentences down to home detention. That might work for some people. It doesn't work for the most dangerous gang members who are out there happy to shoot up the streets. And remember, innocent members of the public are getting caught in this, Mike. They're getting their houses shot up when they have nothing to do with these gangs. So the courts have to play their part and send these people to jail.
Interestingly, I gave those Auckland numbers, they're up 10%, but nationally, if you look at the numbers over the last handful of years, it's about 900 to 1,000 incidents a year. And in fact, this year on last year is down. So is it an Auckland problem?
No, it's not an open problem, I think. But figures, statistics can fool you a bit. What has dramatically changed is the number of times those firearms are actually fired. That's what we're seeing right around the country, is people willing to pull the trigger now. And no, we're getting it. We've seen it in places as remote as Gore and Invercargill, all the way through. Christchurch is some of the worst. I mean, of our police officers, the ones in Christchurch are the ones who most want to be armed, because they're seeing it there as much as anywhere.
Do we need special charges when you shoot a police person or attempt to kill a police person or whatever? That's a separate charge as opposed to shooting anybody else?
No, look, I don't think you do. The courts have the ability to sentence people. Our laws are strong enough. It's just finding ways not to do it seems to be what the judges have been told. To me, you know, we've got a major gang problem in New Zealand. It's got to be tackled on multiple fronts. We've got to stop the reason why young people are joining gangs. I totally agree with that. Got to get into these people in the schools early, make sure they get an education, make sure they've got a pathway outside of gangs. But those serious gang members that are out there, already armed up, using their weapons, there's only one place for those, and that's
true,
prison, I believe.
The government are asleep at this. I've talked to too many people, including people like Stuart Nash, who they don't defend them, but they seem in denial. Is that fair or not?
Yeah, it does seem to be fair. I totally get why we've got a problem with young people joining gangs, and we've got to address it. But that doesn't mean you ignore those deportees from Australia, those long-term gang members we've got in New Zealand that have decided to arm up and put other people at risk.
Yeah.
We've got to clamp down on them. Look, firearms prevention orders, they are meant to be, a law of that was meant to be introduced before Christmas. We haven't seen it yet. Asset seizure laws were meant to be strengthened before Christmas. We haven't seen it yet. Those are two bits of legislation that the government should introduce to Parliament this week in response to what we're seeing out there.
Well said, Chris. Appreciate it as always. Chris Carhill, Police Association boss, with us this morning.